This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. City of Albemarle, along with the North Carolina Department of Transportation, have renamed a portion of Highway 52 in front of Carolina Oil Company in Albemarle the Ed Underwood Highway. Mr. Underwood operated Carolina Oil and was a pillar of the community and served in the armed forces during the Korean War. Was very involved in Albemarle and Stanley County. Family and friends and residents gathered at Market Station in Albemarle for the dedication. Mayor Ronnie Michael, along with Mr. Underwood's two sons, spoke at the dedication.
This is a special day for the Underwood family and this community. Ed was there always as a businessman, a public servant, and most importantly, a friend. Ed was known to do the impossible for our community.
He was always busy, always seemed to have a number of things going on all at once, but somehow he heard what you said. And he always seemed to find a way to help someone in need. That's just who he was.
From this day forward, every time I pass going to the oil company and seeing that sign, it's going to warm my heart to see any signs for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
The North Carolina Department of Transportation said that on Tuesday they started a road closure at Highway 200 in Stanfield at the railroad crossing. They're doing some maintenance work, and it'll be approximately 2 weeks, weather permitting. The detour is Highway 200 to Love Chapel Road, Love Chapel to Oak Grove Road, and Oak Grove Road back to Highway 200. Folks were wondering what all the trucks were doing lined up on Airport Road. Well, North Carolina Emergency Management operates a warehouse right across from the airport. And lots of trucks have been coming and going as they're delivering much-needed supplies to Western North Carolina. Airport authorities said they would advise avoiding Airport Road as to not impede these trucks getting the much-needed supplies in and out. And there are so many trucks that the town of Baden, Alcoa, has teamed up with the North Carolina Emergency Management to stage Federal Emergency Management Agency trucks, or FEMA trucks, and trailers filled with relief supplies bound for local FEMA warehouses for Western North Carolina and other areas. North Carolina Management Steve Lowder was out in the parking lot parking trucks, staging them in the town of Baden on Tuesday. Locust Police Department said they were thankful for the gracious and heartfelt giving of disaster relief supplies that's been continuing there. Locust officers, both on and off duty, are volunteering their time to collect and organize donations. They've scheduled a run for today and may do one on Friday as well. An update from the Lansing area of Ashe County, they said, will come as Detective Smith and Officer Flager are on their way back from a successful drop. They've been told that medical supplies are greatly needed, to include first aid kits, EpiPens, OTC medications, and other items like that. Again, they'll continue to accept donations at the Locust Police Department and assure that they are delivered somewhere in need. Their department is focusing on efforts on more rural areas where federal and state aid may be slower to reach. And the Stanley County Sheriff's Office said they're being overwhelmed with donations continuing to come into the Sheriff's Office and other drop-off locations in the county. Stanley County has gone above and beyond and will continue to get all the donations delivered to the places where they are needed most. With that said, they said, please read instructions on how to safely contribute and get your donations to the appropriate drop-off points. If you wish to deliver goods to the western part of North Carolina, you must reach out to your local Sheriff's Office for coordinated escort or submit your transportation plans to the BEOC described in the photo on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. That's the Business Emergency Operations Center. Otherwise, you may be turned away at specific checkpoints. They'll continue to accept donations at the Stanley County Sheriff's Office, and their teams are still boots on the ground and ask for your continued thoughts and prayers. Yesterday, the Stanley County Sheriff's Office headed out and led a convoy of trucks and trailers. They headed around 10 a.m. yesterday to Yancey County, where the Sheriff's Office continues to partner with the Yancey County Sheriff's Office in its recovery efforts. They wanted to say, without your generous donations, partnerships, and the time and efforts of so many, this couldn't happen. We are so proud of Stanley County for stepping up to help our North Carolina neighbors in need. They said they'll continue to partner with donation sites around the county and deliver to areas in need, and the Sheriff's Office will also continue to accept donations during office hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any donation is appreciated. Again, and thank you so much for your gracious giving, said the Stanley County Sheriff's Office. For a list of drop-off relief sites in Stanley County, you can visit our station's Facebook page, 107.3 FM and 1010 AM WSPC. Beverly Pennington, current principal of Albemarle High School and past athletic director for Stanley County Schools, received an award at the school board meeting on Tuesday night, and here is that presentation.
Adams Distinguished Service Award for Region 6 by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. This prestigious award is presented annually to one outstanding individual in each region with over 10 years of experience in education and athletics, recognizing those who regularly go above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you, Ms. Pennington, to your dedication to your students and to Stanley County Schools.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly sunny today, a high this afternoon near 81. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 61. A mix of sunshine and clouds on Friday with a high near 80. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
866-932-3244. Your normal data rates will apply. Or you can call us at 866-WE-BE-BIG as we start a new hour. Bubba, I know you haven't mentioned this.